Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 309, How to Stay Focused. In Legal Nurse Podcast 308, Sharon Weinstein described how she got to the breaking point when she had to miss an important family event while she was caught overseas. Sharon developed techniques to achieve life balance. In this podcast, I will concentrate on the subject of being balanced, being able to stay focused. This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights, one of the twice weekly shows of Legal Nurse Podcast. The strategies for becoming more focused are endless. Make lists, remove distractions, set up your ideal environment. You'll need to find out what works best for your style of working. When TV newscaster Diane Sawyer was asked the secret to her success, she said, "I think one lesson I've learned is there's no substitute for paying attention." Our legal nurse consulting skills are built on our ability to focus. You know the feeling when you dive into a pile of medical records and you get so immersed that you resent a distraction. You feel like somebody grabbed you by the back of your neck to pull you away. But sometimes it's difficult to get focused. Did you know that improving your focus can be done with different types of simple exercises? It's true. Something as simple as getting exercise on a daily basis or chewing gum can improve your brain function, which leads to better focus. Most of the time, focus exercises take less than 10 minutes to do. Check out these to get you started. Mutter to yourself. It might seem like you're crazy, but talking to yourself either out loud or not helps you pay attention, calms you emotionally, and tells you to act. Trade your caffeine for cardio. Caffeine gives you a boost, which makes it easier to concentrate, but you may find it harder to focus when you're not buzzed. A better way to keep your mind stimulated is with physical exercise. Exercise triggers the release of chemicals in the brain that affect our learning and memory, which in the end are what help us focus. Drink more water. Mild dehydration can lead to distraction. Being even as little as 2% dehydrated can affect your ability to concentrate on cognitive activities. And get plenty of shut-eye. Getting at least 7 hours of good quality sleep each night helps your body and mind rejuvenate and leads to better concentration and focus during the day. I want to go through some concentration exercises that were taken from the successconsciousness.com website. The first is count the words in any paragraph from a book. Count them again. Repeat until it's easy. Now count the words in two paragraphs. Repeat until it becomes easy. Finally, count all the words on the page. Count mentally and with your eyes only. Don't put your finger under each of the words. Exercise 2. Count from 100 backwards to 1. Exercise 3. Count backwards from 100 by threes. For example, 100, 97, 94. I know, it reminds you of asking people to count backwards from 100, subtracting 7 each time. Exercise 4. Pick an inspiring word or a simple sound and repeat it silently for 5 minutes. When that becomes easy, try doing it for 10 minutes continuously. Exercise 5, hold a piece of fruit in your hands. Examine it, keep your entire attention focused on the fruit, just focus on the fruit, ignoring other thoughts. Examine its shape, the smell, its texture, and how it tastes. Exercise 5. Visualize a piece of fruit. First, examine a piece of fruit for 2 minutes, then close your eyes and visualize how it feels, looks, and smells. Try to visualize a clear image. If the image gets blurry, look at the fruit again for a few seconds and then close your eyes and try to visualize it again. It's never been harder to stay focused than at this time in history. We're distracted by technology and everything happening around us. You can regain focus through doing these simple exercises that help you build your concentration. This is Pat Iyer. Before we continue with the show, I want to share a source of great information about stress management. I talk to too many LNCs who work all the time, are exhausted, and afraid of getting burned out. I need to ask you a few questions. Do you think of yourself as a strong, capable person? Do you think you're above average in your ability to handle a crisis? Do you think you can keep working through tension and stress? So did Ayla Akkad. One day, this master's prepared nurse found herself curled up on her sofa with a blanket over her head, trying to escape her crisis. Has this ever happened to you too? Ayla learned how to reduce her tension, lose weight, make better choices, and love herself with the techniques she shares in the program called Instant Stress Busters. In this program, you will discover how to instantly reduce your anxiety and think more clearly when tension arises. You can get the audio recording of this training and the transcript at the link in the show notes for podcast.legalnursebusiness.com or on our new mobile app, BizEdu. You can download the app at legalnursebusiness.com/BizEdu. That's BizEdu. And then use that to access our podcasts, blogs, videos, courses, free reports, and other great content. The link to get the app is legalnursebusiness.com/BizEdu. Get Ayla's training today at the show notes for this podcast at podcast.legalnursebusiness.com or on the BizEdu app's show notes. Click on the Learn More button and you'll receive 25% discount for this training when you use the code LISTENED in the coupon box for the shopping cart. Start today using new techniques to reduce anxiety and tension. Let's get back to the show. Probably already know how hard it is to focus on something. Focus issues are often the result of different things like boredom, lack of interest, or even fatigue. Concentration is often attributed by how motivated and interested we are in the task. There are some ways to deal with focus issues other than the exercises that I shared with you earlier. Supplements can help you when you're having focus issues. Vitamins like the B complex group, biotin, and lecithin all help improve your memory. Eating the right foods can help you better focus as well, because you'll be getting the supplements from the foods that help with brain health. Eat whole foods, not packaged ones, whenever possible. Consult with your physician if you find that you can't focus on any one thing for any length of time. Lack of focus can be a symptom of several conditions, including depression. Get a thorough checkup to rule out any physical causes of your lack of focus issues. When working on projects on your computer and online, make sure you have only the tabs open that are relevant to what you're doing. This keeps you from getting distracted by all that fun information floating around the internet. Make your tasks routine. Set up a task routine that you can do every day. For example, check your email and social media at the same time every day. Just like you probably have a routine when you wake up, you should have a routine when you're working. Separate your day into a time for creating, a time for work and communication, and a time for yourself, Split the day up in whatever way works best for you. Dealing with focus issues causes your productivity to drop. By learning how to take care of your focus issues through your diet, exercise, and routines, you can be more productive. You can also increase your productivity and accomplish more in less time by using a technique called applied focus. Applied focus can help you avoid the little distractions that derail your efforts at productivity. This is how applied focus affects productivity. It's a strategy that helps you multiply your productivity. Each session is 45 minutes long with a 15-minute shift in focus. Or you can do 90 minutes followed by a 30-minute shift in focus. In other words, you stop focusing intentionally on your task and you do something completely different in the shift focus period. During the focus session, though, you don't allow anything to distract you except a dire emergency. Phone calls are out, email is off, texting and Facebook are off limits. Here are some guidelines that you can adjust as necessary to fit your situation. Number one, open only one browser or application window at a time. If you're writing a blog post, only your word processor or text pad is open. Number two, keep your sessions timed. Don't go past your 45 or 90 minute session, no matter how focused you are. You need a break. Number three, get away from your task during your break. Get up from your desk, walk around, get a drink or a snack. Give your mind a break. Number four, be prepared ahead of time. Do your research during a different applied focus session from the writing session. That way you're able to concentrate on the writing alone. And five, have a session set up for email, telephone, and social media time. Applied focus sessions can increase your productivity, but it will take some getting used to. Start slowly by scheduling one or two sessions a day. Once you become used to the routine, you'll notice an improvement in your concentration and productivity. Learning how to focus on one task at a time takes time and commitment. In our busy lives, we are pulled in many directions at one time. It's best to begin your journey on a more focused life gradually by implementing the tips and strategies that I've just shared with you. Focus is such an important part of how productive you are. If you can focus on one task for a set amount of time, you'll be more productive in a shorter amount of time than you have been. Putting aside your tendency to multitask will improve your productivity as well, since you'll be able to finish one task before you move on. Removing distractions can help you focus as well. Create an environment in which you feel comfortable, and that fits how you work. If you're a morning person, focus on your work tasks in that time frame versus for the night owls who are more lively at night. Eat healthy and nutritious foods to keep your brain strong and able to concentrate. Exercise daily, meditate daily, and take time to enjoy nature and your family. Pat Iyer again with one last mention of Instant Stress Busters, the training that shares methods to handle your stress so that you have a correct work-life balance. You'll be able to order this using the Learn More button in the show notes for this podcast at podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. Or if you're listening to our podcast using our new mobile app called biz.edu, you'll see the show notes on your phone. Get our app at legalnursebusiness.com/bizedu. That's BIZEDU. And be sure to request our podcast transcripts. Did you know we get every podcast transcribed? You can get these for free by going to this link. That's http://lnc.tips/transcripts. That link is http://lnc.tips /transcripts. You can also request the transcripts through our new app called biz.edu, which you can get at legalnursebusiness.com /bizedu, B-I-Z-E-D-U. Why would you want the transcripts? You can read faster than you can listen. You can quickly locate material in a transcript that you want to refer to again or review in the future. Maybe you were distracted when you listened to the show and you missed part of it. You'll receive a link to our archive page of past shows, and then once a month, get a listing of the shows for the previous month. Request access to the transcripts at http://lnc.tips/transcripts. Talk to you next week with a new show. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.